Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Voicemails on your phone,
yeah.
They're a handy thing, but they're not something that many people like to do.
Yeah, like it's an awkward thing. Like, hey, it's Josh.
Yeah.
I've still got the same one from when I was 13.
Is it?
So it sounds very like a child.
I do like that. Because sometimes, you know, if you have a blocked number.
Yeah.
You go, oh, if it's important, I'll leave a message.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it's important, I'll leave a message. Well, for one lady, she found out that, yes, if it's important, they do leave messages if it's a blocked number.
Mm.
But for her phone, I don't know how it is set up, but if her friends called her and left a message, she gets a notification. But okay. If it comes off a blocked number, she'd obviously set in settings that she wouldn't get a notification of voicemails.
Well, that's what happens with me. So, like, if it's spam call, a detected spam, you don't actually, it doesn't go to
just
your
goes.
Voicemail.
Yeah. And so she was going through her voicemails trying to delete it, and she found the blocked number folder. And in there was hundreds of voicemails.
Really?
And she noticed after she started clicking on it, it sounded like the same person. And she's gone, what? The same person has called me relentlessly and had been going on for over a year.
Mm.
And she thought, oh, this is a bit of a hack. But when she delved deeper, she quickly realised that it's a bit sad because it's a widow trying to contact their loved one that has passed away and leaving voicemails because you know how you want to hear their voice and everything.
Yeah.
And she thought, how's this actually happened though? Because is there a mix up with the numbers?
Mm.
And it turns out her voicemail is just one, hey, this is the number of 0429123. Leave a message.
Yeah.
And so the widow's got the wrong number and has been leaving voicemails for over a year to this lady. But then the best thing about it, cause she was like, maybe I'll, you know, report it, block it. She's gone, no, I'm just going to leave it open because that's her way to vent. She's like, I don't need to listen to it.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to know that it's happening and that lady's still getting the closure that she, or whatever
what
it
she
is
needs.
That she needs.
Yeah. But for me, the lesson in this story is, leave a voicemail with your voice.
So that people know.
So they know. Mm. So when this poor lady's calling, when she hears it's a young girl, she'll go, oh, hang on, that isn't my loved one.
Mm.
And so I thought it'd be a bit of fun right now, Josh, if we create each other's voicemails.
Yeah.
So I've written one for you and you've written one for me.
Yes. And can I just say it sounded so much funnier in my head.
Okay.
So I don't know. This isn't going to go well.
So this
in
is
fact,
my
I'm
potential.
This is what I think. This is what I think you would leave a voice. But
my
it's no good. Can I just say
you're no? Not gonna, okay. Don't back yourself. Right. Back yourself. Okay.
Hello, you've reached the phone of Herbstrike. You know Herbie, like the car. Ah, oh, I love babies. Sorry, I can't get to the phone. I'm too busy being chipper. Anyway, if you could leave a message, that'd be tip top. Saints.
That's not bad.
That's how you speak off air. It's like, ah.
But do you know, I would actually use that as my own. I might actually use that. All right, this is my one I've written for you. If people call you, this is your new voicemail.
Yo, yo, yo. It's J to the O to the S to the H. That's right, Josh. Or you might know me better as.
Legend the Kid.
Top dog.
Superior.
Elite.
The greatest.
My favorite.
Yeah, that's right, man. Multiple names. Can't get to the phone right now. Probably won't call you back. Leave your deets. J-Dog out.
I probably more fooled myself than that one.
Driving you home. 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
And exams all for around Australia at the moment. We know Geelong and the Surf Coast, the VCE, nearly done. Only
coming to an end. There's only a handful left.
Yeah, another
These
week or
the-
so.
I remember I was one of the last ones.
The worst.
You wish you knew at the start of the year when the exams were and you'd pick your subjects for that.
The good thing about it, though, is that all your friends are finished as well so that you can go out with everyone.
Yes.
At the end, like you're all done, like
exactly.
Staying, everyone's excited for you.
You've got a few months off before. Uni doesn't start too much.
Oh, it's so
freedom,
good.
Baby.
Oh, take me back. Anyway, so HSC has just started and they had an English exam today and everyone was upset because one of the questions was a poem from an author overseas. And so they started not abusing them, but reaching out on
to the poet
on Instagram and like blaming them for their poetry. And so
it's not his fault.
No.
If you haven't studied yet, are you?
And so the poet's written back, it's like, what the hell is the HSC exam and why are you all failing?
It's New South Wales.
But I thought we'd put you back into the exam chair, Herbie.
It's not a chair I'm comfortable in. It's been 10 years, I should say.
We're going to do food studies, because that's coming up tomorrow.
I was food tech.
Well, physics was today.
We're skipping that one. I'm glad we skipped past that. I did do food tech, not in year 12, but did do it in school. Loved it. Because you got to bake something and then eat it. I remember I made a ripper apple and rhubarb crumble to this day.
Yum. How good is that? So these questions are more just based on food rather than the science behind anything.
Well, that's a subject I know well.
If that's all right.
Consume it daily, I'm fine.
Let's just kick it off with this one.
Okay, here we go.
To what country is a mung bean native?
A mung bean.
A mung bean.
Indonesia.
No, it's not, unfortunately. It's India. Close, though. Did well.
Herbie.
You'll get this one. In what country might you eat haggis?
Haggis.
Please don't get this wrong. Did you say Ireland? No, it's Scotland.
Oh, I knew it was.
Come on. You're not going to get this one, then.
Haggis.
Jeez, did you? I don't want to even ask about follow-up VCE questions.
I didn't do food tech in year 12.
What country does the word mocha come from?
Mocha. Any clues here?
Middle East.
Doesn't help me with my geography skills.
It's Yemen.
Yemen. Okay.
Well, let's see if you can get one. True or false?
Okay, let's find out.
True or false?
This is good. This is what they should have on the exams. Okay.
True or false?
I'm on it.
Iceland is a major exporter of oranges.
Iceland. Well, you think automatically that it's going to be cold, and so they wouldn't be. But I reckon you're having me on here, and I reckon it's... Now I don't know. I'm going to say true.
No.
Josh! Imagine if they did this in an actual exam. The teacher is Iceland. Like you.
Oranges in Iceland.
Ever since we've been doing these exams, it hasn't made me look like the sharpest tool in the shed. And that's okay, because it makes all the year 12s at the moment know they're doing better than one person out there.
Oh, Iceland.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock and 955. Thanks to Home Solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist, Herbie.
I think I had a bit of a realization today. Mm. It's about my car.
Yeah.
So I've had this car. It's my first car.
Yeah.
Little Mazda 626 2001. Mm. Marvin is his name. He's a gentle blue in color.
Yeah.
Although, if you see him, you wouldn't realize that he's a gentle blue. He's damaged.
It's a sun damaged gentle blue.
It's so sun damaged. I must have got a bad batch. Like when they were making my car, they didn't check it with the sun because every day it sees a bit more light, even if there's no light out there.
And you're in Victoria too. Like Kat's car, because she had the same Mazda that you had back in the day. In North Queensland, the roof had the same paint problem. But that's
it's a lot. Been in Victoria. It's whole life.
It's a harsh sun.
And so the realization I had today is I think it's time to say goodbye. Because
really?
I took it to get serviced.
Yeah.
At Jepson Automotive, and it was when I was driving there, and I thought, I don't want to drop this car off because I'm embarrassed by the car.
Oh, yeah.
It's so awkward. So at the moment, my car is literally like Mr. Bean's car, where you've got to I have to wind down the window of the driver's seat, and then put my hand out to open my door.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So you can't even open it from inside.
No, I can't. Something broke, and it didn't even break. Off anything, I just remember one day trying to get out, and I've gone, oh, not anymore, you know? So
geez,
I have to wind down the old window. It's
taking it in. It's getting old.
It's not good. The air conditioner goes every 10 seconds, and I'm a I'm a sweater. It's not what we need.
So would you say that your car, does it make random noises occasionally?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're driving along, and you're thinking, what's that?
Yeah, and it rattles. Like a lot of people hop in it, and they go, oh, what? I think something's gone. I'm like, no, it's just gentle love, you know?
That's interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Would you say that there's an odd smell coming from the car? Like, is it aged? It's absorbed everything that's come? Like, when you get in there, is there a distinct smell? Like, you notice that that's your car? Like, yeah. If we were to blindfold you would jump in and go.
That's the thing. You don't notice that there's a smell until you hop into another person's car. Yeah. And then you hop back in yours and you go, oh.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's vintage. It's a vintage smell. Right. It's not one that you want in your new car, that's for sure.
Okay. Is there many dings in it?
I'm pretty sure in a past life it was a Dodgem car because people, I don't know what it is. It's like if someone sees that you've got one dent in your car, they go, doesn't matter if we hit that.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'll come out of Woolies and I'll go, no, again. There's been that many times. I'm like, who's hit me? Do they leave a note? No.
People think they're supposed to run their trolley into it.
Literally.
Let's buffer it.
Buffering ain't going to help it, I tell you.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably time.
It's done? Yeah. It's done? Well, If I'm going to be honest, I leave the keys in it. So if anyone does want it,
we're at Marlborough Street right now. Driving
you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I got some prizes that I want you to guess. Now it's time to put you both to the test. Search Marketplace. Academies. Goodness gracious, it's The Price is Right.
Oh, yes. Love Wednesdays for this reason, Herbie. We're welcoming into the studio Andrew from Promotions. Welcome.
Hello.
G'day, Josh. G'day, Natalie.
Whoa, formal.
Well, I mean, if Josh is going to go first, name, then it's only right that I do the same by using.
Fair enough, Andrew.
So we got some prizes from around Geelong and the Surf Coast, things on Marketplace, Gumtree, and we're just going to get closer to the pin. Best of three.
We're going shopping.
Who won last week?
I did.
I was going to say, I think she did.
I did.
Can she do two for two? Probably not, but we'll find out.
No, I'm delirious this week. I think she'll be right.
Do you want to put some money on it just quickly?
No.
Okay. All right, there we go. Let's get into it.
First one.
Number one. Bagpipes.
Oh.
Brand new, adult size, located centrally in Geelong somewhere. Looks like St. Albans Park from the map.
Brand new. Bagpipes.
I'm thinking they're more X-y.
Surely. It's a musical instrument.
You don't see them everywhere. It's not, it's not a tambourine.
It's not a common. I mean, do you see tambourines everywhere, though?
At toy shops.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think this is a bit fancy than a toy shop instrument.
This is really getting to me, this one.
Comes with a hard case. Never been used or something? Yeah, never used.
Never used. Well, when are you pulling out the bagpipes? It's not like you can sit around a fire and just go.
One of my friends can play the bagpipes.
I'm sure they can, but it's like a guitar at a hostel. You know, imagine if you're just rocking with the bagpipes.
I'm going to pipe it now, guys.
I mean, Wonderwall on the bagpipes.
I might have gone too high here, folks.
Okay. Let's start with Josh. No, let's start with Herbie, actually. Okay. So Herbie's come in at, whoa, $420.
I've gone higher.
Okay.
Josh, yeah, way north. $750.
How much are bagpipes?
Well, I just think musical instruments are expensive, aren't they?
I'm with you. I have no idea.
Alrighty, so the bagpipes, brand new adult size, are up here for $180. It goes to Herbie.
Yes.
$180.
That sounds
cheap
like a bargain.
Item. Yeah.
Just to confirm, they were marked down from $380. So,
okay.
Next one.
All good
right,
to know.
Number two. A genuine Bratz doll convertible car.
I had one. So, I had one growing up.
All right. So you know the retail then?
Well, no. I got given it as a gift,
I'm pretty sure, for my eighth birthday.
Yeah, like it's an old car, but, you know, it's like a little model.
You might want
car.
This for Georgie for the future. They're a hit when you have Brett's little sleepovers car. With your friends.
It's got a working radio, so you can tune into K-Rock 955. There you go.
Wait, is this a drivable one or one for the Bratz dolls?
No, it's a genuine Bratz doll convertible car. That's the description.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's not for adults.
Can you put a kid in it, or is it a
no,
toy?
No, no, no. I think it's a toy. Like it's a model. Like about
a
foot.
Toy size.
Yeah, toy size. Couple minor marks, seat belts, you know, all the usual car things.
Locked in.
It's probably still better in condition than Herbie's car, to be honest.
Alrighty, we'll start with Josh.
Oh, that's not good. That's not a good sign.
No, we started with Herbie the
okay.
first time.
Yeah, right.
All right, we'll start with Herbie then. What does it matter? All right, Herbie's come in at $32.
Oh, no.
It's
close.
Oh,
it is close.
What have you said, Josh?
Josh has come in at $27.
Oh, it's so close.
The genuine Bratz doll convertible car listed somewhere in Geelong is up here for $100. It goes to Herbie.
Yes!
She's done it.
Woo!
2 weeks in a row.
And I changed my answer from 50.
Did you? Oh, yes.
Oh, disaster.
It's like now you're going with your gut and Josh isn't.
Well, Josh hasn't slept for 2 weeks, so no one knows what he's actually doing.
That's a cop-out. You did well. And
that's right,
it,
you did.
So.
Yes. Good on your hips.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you, Andrew. Josh and K-Rock
955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
There is a movie that's going to be dropping later this month. I think a lot of people are getting excited for it. It's called House of Gucci. If you haven't heard about it already, it's basically about the couple, the Gucci couple, you could say, and Patrizia Reggiani, she ended up
murdering
her husband yeah. Maurizio. And so it's just telling that tale.
Yeah, incredible.
Here's
story.
A bit of the trailer.
They had it all. Wealth, style, power. Who wouldn't care for that?
So that voice there is the person playing Patrizia Reggiani, who is actually, and I could be saying that surname wrong, I'm so sorry if that's the case. Not into the fashion, you know? But that is actually Lady Gaga.
Yeah, right.
And she's taken on this role in a big way.
Yeah.
Because now that the movie's about to come out, she's doing a lot of press.
Yeah.
And in some of the interviews, she stated that that accent, because she's American,
yeah,
that it was quite hard for her to do.
Yeah, so, I can hear it.
The Italian accent.
It sounds Russian at some point in that one, I reckon.
So much so that she said it was nearly impossible for her to speak in the accent as a blonde.
Mm.
So instantly she dyed her hair to brunette so that she could start living in a different way and actually start acting
method
like
acting.
The character. Exactly, yeah. Method acting. But the problem came once they finished filming the film, which took 3 years.
Oof.
3 years.
Jeez, that's a while.
I know, and that's the accent.
You would have, maybe by the end of the film, it's all right.
But after the film was finished, Lady Gaga goes on to say that because she'd been in method acting for so long, in character, that she continued speaking in an Italian accent for 9 months.
That's painful, isn't it?
9 months.
Surely it just goes, doesn't it?
I understand maybe a week later that you might have some words that slip up.
It's the people that, like, I remember my cousin, I've told this story before, came home from England.
England's a big one.
Oh, jeez. Had this, the worst accent you've ever. And she's like, no, I don't. I was like, oh, my God, I've got to hang up the phone.
And that's the thing. So many people do go overseas and then they pop back with an accent.
But some people can do an accent really well.
Oh, yeah. One of my aunties, she is elite. She can do an Irish accent and you wouldn't be able to tell
really?
The difference. Compared to Lady Gaga there, who's American and
playing
trying
in Italian
to
Russian.
Do it. She's not nailing it. No. So you can sort of tell that it isn't her accent, which is why I thought this could be a bit of fun, Josh. Yeah. On 52232955, give us a call and either have an accent on or don't.
Yeah.
And Josh and I just have to work out if it's a legitimate real accent. Yeah.
Yeah. 52232955. Put us to the test. I'm sure we'll be able to tell. I don't think anyone can do
Hello, Josh and Irby. You know?
So that'd be a fake one.
Yes. Cheerio.
Everyone into the draw for a Cut Above Family Butcher, the best meat in town, direct to your door. If you can do an accent, we'd love to hear from you. Irby and Josh on K-Rock 955. Good afternoon. If you can do a great accent, we'd love to hear from you. 52232955, Herbie.
That's right, because Lady Gaga, she is taking on a role for House of Gucci, an upcoming film where she's going to be playing the character of Patrizia Reggiani, and she's got an Italian accent. It's not the greatest.
Well, let's have a listen to this.
They had it all. Wealth, style, power. Who wouldn't care for that?
That sounds Russian to me, but to be fair, like, Italians are speaking in Italian. what is the accent?
That's such a good point. And so she came out and said that she's been speaking in Italian 9 months after filming finished because she's stuck in that accent.
Do we? We've got a call. We don't know if this person has an accent or not. Let's find out. You've got Herbie and Josh on the air. Let's hear your accent.
Hello?
Yeah. Have you got an accent?
Hello, how are you today? Herbie and Josh?
I think that's a fake. I'm leaning towards fake. It's a tricky one.
Ben and Lady Gaga still. Yeah. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. With Herbie and Josh.
You look so hot today. Like a sunrise.
You're so annoying.
Everyone's sort of getting concerned about how much longer can you go, Herbie?
I'm pushing on. I delve into the archives, Josh, and I find ads. It's my skill.
Ads that were very popular or?
Just ads I like to go with now. Yeah. I started with saying some of the best. These are just ads and you just have to work out the brand behind it.
Which one's which? All right, let's kick it off with number one, shall we?
Hey!
Well, mine straight away went to the Carlton
Draft. Yeah. What are you doing here?
Is that one? Yeah.
And your face said it and then you heard the pool pork. What's going on there?
Hold on. I need some more.
Can you believe we're going to be eating our own slow-cooked pool pork in only 5 more hours?
Good work.
5 hours?
Yep.
It sounds like it's going to be like a meat pie or something like that.
You're on the right path.
Don't wait. Try new slow-cooked Australian pulled pork with a smoky barbecue sauce.
Where are you getting the pulled pork from, Josh?
Where are you getting the pulled pork from?
Where?
Slow-cooked. 7-Eleven.
You don't get pulled pork from 7-Eleven.
Like, get some good stuff.
Well, if you wanted to have pulled pork, what would you... Hang on, honey, I'll be back. I'm just going to go to 7-Eleven and pick up some pulled pork.
It's been roasting for about 10 days.
7-Eleven. No, it's not there.
Who is it?
Only at Subway.
Oh,
Subway.
Yeah,
eat fresh. They've got it there ready for you.
Yeah.
Would be interesting to know if 7-Eleven have ever dished out pulled pork.
No, I've had some stuff out of that fridge on the way home. It's good. It's not bad at that
it's
time.
Good. No, it's good. They've got microwaves too.
Here we go.
And it's all about fun. So cruise around with your friends or simply show off and start new trends.
It's going to be a kid's game or type of toy.
Yeah, type of toy I'd go with. Yeah.
Walk, roll, or create the next move.
Think about it.
Create the next move.
Walk, roll, or create the next move.
Oh. Jeez.
One more clue.
All right.
So get out and get on a roll. Be yourself and free your soul.
It's obviously something to roll.
Get out and get on a roll.
Yeah.
Free your soul.
Yeah, I heard it. I'm not deaf. But I'm just thinking, is it something to do with like wheelie? Or is it has to rhyme with soul? Is it wheelies?
It's Heelys.
Heelys, wheelies, whatever they
call. They're the same. Yeah. Did you ever have a pair?
No. Not
I
cool
always
enough.
Wanted a pair.
I did. They looked great. And you see kids do it in the supermarket and I just think, he's gliding like a gazelle.
But if right we're now. In it.
No.
Like, very uncoordinated.
Yeah, they're wanting to put you up on a wanted poster, I reckon.
All right, this one, I reckon you're going to get it off the first clue.
Oh, don't put that pressure.
You're going to do it.
To all those who take a break, this is for you. Here's to those who break together.
Oh, it's a car, isn't it?
No.
And those who break while hard at work.
It's a beer ad.
No.
Well, I don't know.
There's one word that's been said a few times.
Those who take a 3 o'clock on the dot break.
Right.
And any excuse for a break.
Yes, Josh! He's done it on the third
break,
clue.
Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
I thought that at the start, but then it was just too high energy.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's like they're trying to sell something to me.
It's a chocolate bar.
Okay, I'm just saying. I would have put the ad different.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
We'd all like to win money, Josh.
Oh, wouldn't it be great?
And I know you probably give it more time than the average person when thinking about big money and winning it.
Oh, I just love the thought of the lotto. Or just like the idea that I could just stop working tomorrow. I mean, the odds are very slim, but...
And that's the thing. The odds are slim. So I've done some research for you because I thought, my good friend wants to win money. Mm. How can I help him out?
Yeah.
And I found a contest which you could apply for.
Okay.
And you could win up to $1.8 million.
That's a lot of money.
That's quite nice.
That's good. And I've earned it.
Yeah, it's a tidy amount. And why this contest would suit you is because before you got into radio, you did do journalism.
Mm.
So This sports is right journalism. Up your alley. But still, you can write, and that's all I needed to know.
Yeah.
Because there's a contest called the Afterlife Evidence Contest. And what it is,
right.
It's held by the Bigelow Institute for Consciousness Studies.
Mm.
And all they're doing is asking for you to write an essay in the best way possible to give evidence establishing that the other side is real.
Could it be philosophical evidence?
It could be.
Okay.
It's how you interpret it. And the top 29 essays
29.
Will get a cash prize money. Ain't that nice?
That's 29. That's I like that.
See, you know, it's not a just shot one to get person. In there. Exactly.
Could have rounded it up to 30. Is there obviously, you know, but obviously.
Maybe he likes his numbers. Yeah. Odd. You never know. So when you think of the afterlife, what comes to mind for you?
Four. I just hope that it's there. More so for the puppies that, you know, they've been in my life. But I get to see Sally and Greta.
Yeah.
They're here. They're still at the door.
I've never seen a man smile more when our spirit medium, Lindy Gunston, told us that animals
relief.
And pets go over too. And you're like, oh, thank God. Thank gosh.
Relief.
But a lot of different religions out there, they do have different beliefs when it comes to the other side. So Hindus, they don't believe in heaven or hell. Their life after death system is at reincarnation.
Okay.
So if someone dies, they'll be born into a different body, largely determined by their previous life.
Okay. So if you've been bad, it's not going to be a great body.
Probably not going to be too good. I don't know the full Hinduism, but that's... Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Another one, which you probably haven't heard of this, Epicureanism. Now, it's approximately 300 years older than Christianity.
Okay.
Now, what there's no do? Afterlife.
No afterlife.
None. They
live
believe
for today.
When you die, your soul dissolves as well. You are Dunskies.
That's a brutal. No, obviously, that's why it's not so popular.
But at least you know you're done. There's no questions
that's
around
right.
it.
Yeah, but then I guess, you know, there's no repercussions for what you do in this life.
That's true. Because
you know, that's the life they're living by. So don't worry about it. Commit as many crimes as you want.
Exactly. You're just going to go.
Mm.
One that does take into account what you've done in your life is Zoroastrianism.
Zoroastrianism.
So they believe that when a person dies,
he
or she can enter a heavenly place or hell depending on how well someone has led their life. Now, to get to the place, they've got to cross the Chivant Bridge.
Okay.
So people who've lived a good life pass that bridge with ease. It's quite a wide bridge. It's
all
broad.
Right.
But for sinners, the bridge turns on its side, becomes as narrow as a sharp razor, and then a shocking woman torments them to fall into purgatory for a period. I don't know about you, but I don't mind the sound of that.
You like that?
Well, because you're already gone, and imagine trying to cross that bridge to have that thrill.
On a razor?
You're
sadistic. That's some Squid Games type scenario you're going through. You're laughing at it. You're cruel.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
There's something that's going to cost us extra money, or a few of us extra money next year, around $350 a year.
More?
Yeah.
Oh,
in total.
I just don't have cash, you know, laying around to just give to everyone.
I don't have an extra $350.
No.
No, so they're talking about coffee is going up. Price is set to be at least $1 a cup.
Instant really, isn't it?
Well, it's basically the fact that COVID struck businesses pretty badly.
Especially the hospitality industry,
That's right. And then also freight and shipping costs have gone up. Plus, it's getting harder and harder to get coffee beans.
This isn't good because a lot of people rely on at least their cup a day to get through that day.
Yeah, everyone's very dependent, aren't they?
You know when you meet someone like, oh, I haven't had a coffee, don't speak to me yet. And you're like, what would happen if you didn't get that coffee?
Yeah, I know.
Would you just not speak to anyone for the rest of your life?
I mean, I do enjoy my first cup. The first cup's always the best.
How many do you have a day?
Two.
Two, okay.
Yeah. But the first one's always the best. Just tastes nice.
Gives you that pep in your step.
And I tried to drink green tea once. I was don't try and convert me.
No, it's not the same, is it? It's definitely not the same. I'll still drink it, but it's not on the same level as coffee.
But I was reading up about more of it. Obviously, it's getting harder and harder to get. And they reckon by the time 2050 hits, the cost of a coffee will be $20.
No, it won't.
$20.
That's an espresso martini.
Imagine handing that over for a coffee. You'd really want to.
That's a rort. At the moment, you should be able to walk into your coffee shop with a fiver in hand and expect some change. You should.
I'm happy to leave with a five. Like, a five is fine.
Yeah, because you hate change. He's a man that hates anything weighing him down.
So you can have the rest. Keep it for yourself.
Tip for you. But $20, That's no one's buying that. I'm sorry, but 2050, I'm giving up coffee then.
I thought of some other things that what they're going to cost by 2050. Let's go with milk. That's obviously a standard staple.
Love milk.
In
yeah.
a household.
In coffee.
$9.20 for your milk.
No.
Oh, it's a bit, isn't it?
You hope a lot's going to the dairy farmers and that's not just going to the shoppies.
School shoes, that's a big one, isn't it?
I remember. Mum didn't like that time of year when she had to get us all school shoes.
Because kids are always growing.
And you've got to get them because their feet, you want to protect them.
So probably about $100 at the moment. $264 is what we're looking at in 2050 for the average school shoe.
Oh, don't have kids.
I don't reckon. I reckon we're stopping at one. $300 you'd say for a woman's haircut when you're doing a fair bit.
Yeah.
I just based off Chandra from the newsroom.
Yeah, yeah. If that's you're getting a cut and colour.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, cut and colour and blow wave or whatever it is. Haircut's gonna be at $614.
In 2050.
Based off average inflation rates that we're going.
Shave it off. Like shave it off. There's no point in living when we get to 2050.
First time I'm happy about losing my hair. cost of Geelong Grammar. You know how we know that's expensive.
Boy, oh boy.
And so this is based off inflation. So the most expensive fee there is $73,000 a year at the moment.
At the moment?
That's at the moment, which is too much.
Wait, $73,000
yeah,
a year?
Yeah, that's fair for your year 12 boarder.
I'm sorry. What are you producing? Paying
what? What are you making? Here's the question.
What's $73,000?
So that's going to be $149,000
in 2050.
Yeah, in 2050, based on average inflation.
Well, they're not going to have any students.
This is incredible. So I couldn't find. This is the last one, but couldn't find it based on Geelong, but based off. Obviously, we know the housing price going nuts at the moment.
There's a boom.
In 30 years' time, we'll have paid off our houses. Hopefully, the average median house price in Melbourne is going to be just over $6 million.
Oh, boy. I have no chance. I'm not in the market yet.
Hairless.
I can't get in there.
Homeless. And you haven't got coffee. It's Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Good afternoon, Geelong and the Surf Coast. Stay strong. Start saving.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.